Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for March 16th. Good morning. We are here to talk about Big Brother Canada 6 and everything that happened on the live feeds for it from yesterday. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Pooya. How you doing, Pooya?
I'm good, Taryn. I have one question for you. Can you please pick a number between 1 and 36?
Yeah, 7.
All right, you heard that. Everyone, go bet on 7. Taryn said Hams is going to win. Hams won. Go bet on 7 tonight. Make yourself some money. I don't know how he does it, but we're here to talk about Hams's HOH.
Yes, we have an HOH winner, and it is, in fact, Hamza, and very, very excited about this, hopefully. Yesterday, the feeds, there was really nothing going on in the feeds until the eviction last night. We saw Andrew leaving in a unanimous vote, and I did tweet this out, but this makes me very sad. Because Andrew and Ryan were both in the house and they were aligned somewhat. They could have made an Andrew Ryan alliance and made my BioShock dreams come true, but it didn't happen.
No, and they didn't make anyone's beard dreams come true either. Apparently, two beards does not make a right. They couldn't work together.
It's too, you can only have one beard. Paul proved that.
Heard that.
Yeah. We are live on Facebook and YouTube. If you want to join us in either place, we've got people in the Facebook chat and the Rob is a website chat as well. So, come and join us. Have some fun. So after Andrew is evicted unanimously, they start this HOH competition where they're in crates. And, I want to know the mechanism for these crates. Like, are they on wheels? Like, what's going on here, Pooya?
I mean, it looked like it was going way too smooth for there not to be wheels, right? Like, it looked like it was just going very, very normally. So I gotta imagine there's some kind of wheels on the bottom. But then how are they getting it to move? Because in that position, like, it's not like you're Flintstoning it and you can just pedal your feet. I don't know. Well, it's going to be interesting to find out later on. But I thought this was a very appealing comp, just from the looks of it. I like that BB Can is doing different things, and we're not seeing the same old, same old.
Yes, yes, very interesting. I'm, you know, would have been nice to watch this live,
of course,
on the feeds. but you know, you take what you can get. Ultimately, they are in pairs here, and the pair of Hamza and Veronica win this competition, and they have to decide between each other who is going to take the HOH, and Hamza ends up taking it. Veronica lets him have the competition and or have the HOH. And she was a little like, oh, man, should I have taken it afterward? But Hamza is very happy about this. He's like, oh, man, Veronica did me a solid here. This is great. I'm HOH. Time to make some moves. Time to be a lone wolf. Time to go for it, Pooya.
I would like to see how that came about. I would imagine that Hamza used his fiance card to try and get to see her, and that probably helped. I would love to think that Veronica was like, I don't need to like put a target on myself even more right now. But I don't think that was the case. I think Hamza just kind of vocally was like, I want it, and he got it. So Mr. Lone Wolf now has power. Fifth competition of the season. He wanted to win all five. He's 1-1. That's good now. And it'll be interesting to see what he does with this. He's got some plans in the works. It's looking, to me, it's looking a little worrisome to some extent, but we'll talk about that in a sec.
Yes. It was very, very strange to have the two people that like really were just gung-ho about winning HOH and just going after people like crazy. They were both in a pair, and then both were the pair that that won the competition. So interesting stuff there. We see, obviously people are very sad about, you know, Hamza's, message from home. You know, they're all thinking about their own things. Hamza's crying, Maddie's crying, people are crying. But Kayla and Derek are worried. They're like, oh, we're not getting put up, right? That's no. He was going to put up Olivia. That's what he's told. And Ryan tried to flip the vote on him. So we've got that in our back pocket. So we should be good, right? I think so. We've got Paris. She's loyal to us. We've got Veronica. She's totally, she totally loves us. Meanwhile, Veronica is talking to Will about never wanting to work with Derek and Kayla. And Derek also feels like, how about I approach Hamza with a guys alliance deal? Like, hey, Hamza, you should come work with us. These are two people that are very used to just like dealing with any situation with just like, you can hang out with us. Isn't that a benefit? Isn't that a nice reward? You get to hang out with, you get to be part of the cool kids, guys. That's basically been their strategy so far. Derek thinks it'll work with Hamza, but it will not.
No. If there's one person that they can't play that card with, it is Hamza. And I think that Derek kind of got a little bit of hubris going on, thought, okay, we had this have not situation. We pranked the house. It was fun. I think if I go to Hamza, you know, man to man and offer up this man's alliance, it'll work out. But Hamza's got his sights on him. Also the two of them talked about potentially talking to Ali and thinking that Ali could get in Hamza's ear to some extent, which I don't think that's going to work either. So they are kind of in deep water, but at the same time, the way Hamza wants to go about looking at them as targets could work to their benefit. I mean, it's very possible.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, Veronica and Will were having a conversation. They were talking about the white room. The white room is strong. We have this. Veronica, I'm very glad that, the other room is the red room, because it's going to be really bad.
It could have been really bad. I don't want to touch that.
they're talking about the white room, and Veronica's saying I'll never align with Derek and Kayla because they're always going to take each other instead of me, and that's no good. I wouldn't want to align with them. And they call themselves the Misfits. They are the Misfits, which is basically like the most generic name for an alliance. I feel like that's the name that people default to when they're talking about alliances in the house. There's like the in crowd and the Misfits, and to call yourselves the Misfits is just very unoriginal to me.
Yeah, it's kind of the terminology that you use to say someone's outcasted. It's like if someone came up next season and said we're the back doors, or like just using a term that's just commonplace at this point in the game.
You might as well just call yourselves, we are the underdogs. Okay.
Seriously, like just using the terminology. And like then we have to go back to the thought too that, you know, there was this alliance in OTT, which gave me like horrid flashbacks. But now, yeah, we've got a Misfits in the house, and it's a big group of Misfits. It's not like, and typically with Misfits, it's like a small crowd in a big crowd. It's like small fish in a big pond. This is like half the house in this Misfits alliance.
Yeah. Caleb on Facebook says, yeah, Misfits version 40, which is very, very correct. Trina's asking if we can do the Misfits hand signal, which they did come up with over the course of the night. I'm not going to do it. I can tell you that much. I'm so done with hand signals. Now we're going to get like basically the entire house doing hand signals in the diary room when they vote. And I'm not happy about it.
I mean, I'll take it over everyone dropping a couple bars on Arissa as they're voting people out with freestyling. So I'll take it for now. We'll see how bad it gets. It's probably gonna get bad.
Then we had Kayla talking to Veronica, and she's talking about how they should be getting Allie out of the house. Allie is a dangerous person, and they know that Hamza will be probably putting up Olivia. They're trying to make sure Allie is the other person that gets put up on the block. They think that Veronica might have some influence over that, and they want Allie out because they know that Allie has been coming for her. As we talked about, the whole house kind of, you know, came together against Allie and Olivia, and they want Allie out. Kayla also gave Veronica a revelation, a secret revelation. I'm actually a rugby player.
What?
Holy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, did you know that, Taryn? Now you know, and you know what they say about rugby players. Like, those who rugby stay together. So now Kayla brings this up and tells Veronica that she wants a final two rugby situation. And she told herself that if there was a rugby player in the house, she would align with them and go to the... This is ridiculous. Because
and Veronica's reactions to it were equally ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. It's like coming into the house and thinking, wait, you eat multigrain toast for breakfast? You know what I told myself was that if there was anyone in the world who did what I did in the morning for breakfast, you're my final two. You're my ride or die. Let's do it. Like, it's just nonsense, honestly.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so Veronica's like very excited about this news. And she's like, would you choose me over Derek if it came to it? And Kayla's like, of course I would. And Russell, oh my God, this is such a game changer. Oh my God. Cause she was just saying that the reason she would never work with these two, mm-hmm. is that they would pick each other over her. But now she has 100% confirmation from a clearly truth telling rugby player that, mm-hmm. That's not the case. And that's potentially a game changer for Veronica. Maybe she will work with these guys. Who knows?
Who knows where this will go? The only thing I can say with absolute certainty is that when Kayla mentioned John and Netta's name, I think Veronica's head exploded.
Tammy on Facebook says, like Frankie's big reveal, my sister's a mega pop star. I think we've really gone downhill from there where, you know, Frankie was like, you know, my sister. And then we had, what's
math,
her name?
Bronte, yeah. With the math.
Bronte. I'm secretly a mathematician. and then now we have, I'm actually a rugby player. So we'll see how low we go with those. Maybe there are some rugby players that can inform us on this cult of rugby. Maybe there's something what we're missing here.
Perhaps.
We also had Will talking to Johnny very briefly, very brief conversation, but this might have some ramifications later on. He talked to Johnny and said that Allie told him that she isn't sure if she can trust Johnny, which seems to surprise Johnny. And I think that this could spell the end of Johnny's association with Allie, or he could run to Allie and it could fuel her paranoia. Either way, I think this might come into play later on in the coming days. Then we had, oh boy, then we had Jesse and Paris, up.
Oh yes. Yeah.
They, talking about their showmance, and they're starting to be a little more bold here. There are other people around, and they're kind of openly discussing this. And, Jesse is basically trying to convince Paris to kiss him, but she doesn't want to, Puya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesse just wants something. Jesse's trying. He's trying really hard. And, you know, to think of it from Jesse's perspective, after hearing Paris tell him like four different occasions that she is the one that has no self-control. She is the one that doesn't think she can stop at just a kiss here or there. And Jesse's like, no, we should try it. We should try. I think you're better than you're giving yourself credit for. Like, I think we should give it a shot. Like, Jesse, don't try and be that guy. It's funny because it's like one big foreplay with these two. It's like a will they, won't they, and it's like they probably will, but I feel like as long as they're both safe, they're not, you know. It's like a situation where if one of them's on the block and they're about to go, then it'll happen. Otherwise, Paris will try and keep a leash on all this. I mean, I say this, watch them make out tonight. Like, it's possible. They're that close. They're really flying close right now.
Yeah. Paris is saying, like, look, I promised my parents. They told me, you know, just behave appropriately. And I don't want to be doing that. I don't like PDA. This is like PDA in front of the entire country. She's very right here. Like, I've thought about this before. Like, there's no way I want clips of myself, like, sloppily making out with somebody just on the internet forever.
Exactly. Yeah. Clips everywhere, GIFs everywhere, people having to comment on your form and on how it looks. It's like, I'm not doing it for you guys. You don't want that. If anyone needs any inquiries about this situation, just talk to JP and ask him how that went.
And also, like, you know, then you're like dating somebody else and it's just like, no, please just don't watch.
It's not good. It's not good.
So, Paris is the right idea here. Her argument, though, is that because Jesse says, well, kissing is appropriate. And she's like, but listen, the kissing, I can't control myself. The kissing is definitely going to lead to more. And I feel like, you know, if that's the argument to get Jesse to stop trying to get you to kiss him, I'm not sure it's the right one. Because
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Jesse's hearing this and he's like, oh, yeah, well, surely you can restrain yourself.
Let's try it. Oh, my God. Yeah. And like, you know, kissing does typically lead to other things. So
unless you're in middle school and even then, you know.
Exactly. So it's highly likely. I think Paris is absolutely right here. And I think Jesse is absolutely going to try his hardest all the way until they actually do end up kissing.
So, yes. Yeah. Jesse does promise, I would never netta you in the final three. I would never do that. It's more people promising to do things that, who knows? Like, I don't understand why anybody would bother even asking for such a promise, because it literally makes no difference what he says right now. If they actually were in the final three, he is not going to go, well, you know, I know that I can beat the Sabrina sub in, but I promised Paris in week three that I wouldn't do this to her.
Are you telling me people are not behind their words in Big Brother? Is that what you're telling me? I mean,
you can bounce checks in the Big Brother house, Puya.
That is a great saying. Not overused at all. I just love that this is the example they keep going back to with the John and Netta. And no one fails to bring up the idea that John literally wanted nothing to do with anybody else but Netta at the final two until the final three. So these people need to stop making these promises, because if anything, they're just more incriminating. Just having that conversation's bad. So don't have it.
Like, if these people had watched the live feeds, or even probably the show, because I'm sure it was said on the show at some point, like, John promised he wouldn't cut Netta, like, plenty of times. So, like, it doesn't mean anything to do the same thing. Like, that is the definition of getting netted, is that you are promised that you won't get netted first.
Yeah.
If anything, the only way to not get netted is to have Jesse be like, actually, I probably would cut you in the final three. That way, you know ahead of time, and you're not getting netted.
Yeah, it's like the reverse. Like, remember that one time I joked about it? Yeah, I meant it. You took it as a joke. That's not my fault. Like, at least there's some kind of deniability there in that situation.
Yes. So they also talk about showman's names. And they're like, should we call ourselves Jairus or Pessy? And it's like, dude, I already came up with them for you. I don't know how to spell it correctly, but it's Perry. Come on.
It's classy, too. Also, right? Don't give yourselves a name. Like, you're just pushing yourselves closer into that situation you don't want. Like, you don't call yourself a showman if that's not what you're trying to do. Oh, my days. Like, it's happening. Like, I think the over under is before jury hits, they're kissing is my decision, or my bet, rather.
Yeah. I guess the problem with Perry is that, you know, it would be spelled like pear. But. Not like a real, not like a fruit pear or like a pair of things, just like a to pair something, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know, but it's still, you can say it.
It sounds great.
They're not on Twitter. They don't need to bother with the spelling. They can just say Perry.
Yeah, Yeah, and I think I don't know. I feel like then that might make their target bigger. They might become the bigger showmans. Because like you hear a name like that, that's what you're going for. Not Dayla. You want Perry.
Yes. All right. So then we finally got some talk from Hamza about his plans for the nominations. He talked to Ryan first, and the first thing he says, okay, Ryan, I've got a master plan, but we're going to need the veto in order to execute it. And he's saying this to Ryan, who's like, I feel like we just tried that.
Yeah. I mean, just when I thought, okay, Ryan's gone, no more hearing from Ryan for a while, there he is. Yeah, Hamza, as I alluded to earlier, Hamza's plan or what he wants done right now is Olivia's going on the block. That we can guarantee that's happening for sure. He wants Kayla up there. He wants Kayla up there. And then the reason we need the veto is because he wants to use that veto to put Derek up there after the fact, to send one of two of them home and to solidify that. What I think it's a massive oversight on his part is that by doing that, he's leaving the door open for Derek to potentially win the veto and pull them both off if he gets selected in some capacity. I also think that he should realize that Kayla is very well connected in comparison to Olivia, in that there's enough people outside of Derek that would still also pull her off. And that if she stays, it's not a good look for him. I think if he wanted to put someone like Olivia up, then like, don't do the half and half. Too often we see people do the half and half of hedging, and you're pissing two sides off. If he put up Ali, Olivia, one of them goes see a bye, you're good. But because he wants Ali around a little longer, he wants to do this. But then because he doesn't want to alert Derek too early, and I think it has to do with the fact that they've bonded somewhat, but also he doesn't want to, like, you know, put him in the line of fire immediately. He wants to blindside him. He wants to make that big move. He's doing the half and half, and this too often backfires. More people are pissed off at you than usual. So I don't, Hamza, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yes. And he later talks to Marin as well. And Marin is like the one voice of reason. He's like, why is Olivia a threat? Like, what? And Hamza's saying she's like a marathon runner and she's super smart and she's floating around and like she's throwing competitions. She's super dangerous. And Marin's like, who's going to beat her? Like, who's she going to beat in the final two? Like, isn't that the person that, like, nobody likes her? Everybody's targeting her. Everybody's talking about her. Like, how is she a threat? But Hamza's, he's got the blinders on. You know, Paris has done some good work. And Maddie's worked on it as well. And Olivia has not done herself any favors. But they all just feel like Olivia's this big threat. So Hamza feels comfortable. You know what? It's going to be Olivia, it's going to be Kayla, or it's going to be Derek. It's one of those three, and I'm fine with any of those three because Olivia is this huge threat, just as big as this showman's, which is, you know, unfortunate because the showman's is definitely a bigger threat. That said, if he were to take Olivia out, I think that would be better for his game. Going straight after the showman's, I think, would be very bad for his game. But putting Kayla up on the block for no reason is just really, really bad. There's no reason to do this. No. It's going to make him a target without actually hitting his target. And it's probably the worst of all worlds here. But yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just he's making waves when he does not need to. I feel like, especially after the week he's had, I cannot stress enough that have not bond that these four have had last week, I think isn't an alliance by any means, but I think would have curried some kind of like goodwill for the next week or two, at least, in my opinion. So they're the first ones who had started that too. And Derek was a part of that. I think Derek would have kept them safe even if someone like Kayla wanted Hamza up. I think he would have been fine. Again, Kayla is connected relatively decently in this house. Putting her up for no reason whatsoever is just damning to you right now. I think if you want to put Olivia up, finish the job. Don't put her up with someone else and then have her be your third option when more than half the house wants her out. I mean, Yeah, we were docking Ryan last week for kowtowing to the house and going with what they want. I think someone like Hamza right now, especially after coming off the block and just there being such a clear sign of what the house wants, he is doing better socially than Ryan ever could have. So I think he's better situated to just go with that and make more connections for this week. But you know him. He's a lone wolf. He's been talking about wanting to make these big moves. He doesn't care about what anyone has to say. So you know he's going to do something like this. So for us to expect him to play this HOH flawlessly is kind of, you know, ridiculous on our part. But we can't help but just feel frustrated when we see stuff like this.
Yes. So he talks to Marin, and Marin does try to set him straight. Marin seems to have a much better idea of what he should be doing. But Hamza's a lone wolf. He's got his own ideas. Mm-hmm. They do talk about how much they trust each other. Marin says he trusts Hamza more than anyone else in the house. Hamza is going to pick Marin to go to Wendy's with him. But I do think he's going to be a have not. Which, you know, at least gets him out of the red room. And Marin talks about Veronica and how he thinks he trusts her, but Hamza's like, dude,
No.
She is a crazy person. You cannot trust Veronica. I mean, it's great that she's on our side, but keep her at a distance because you gotta be careful. I've been just letting her brag about winning the competition and just sit back, which is very good for Hamza because she is bragging about winning the competition. She's acting like she is the HOH. Good on Hamza for that one, I guess.
Yeah, and like Hamza's kind of made Veronica feel like she has one of the knobs up to her choice. So having Veronica spiral out like that around the house is perfect for him. It casts a bigger shadow on her. And at the same time, he mentions, I think smartly, well, that's good. You know, all good that you think like she's good. Keep your enemies close. Like I feel like Hamza knows the, not pull, but just the sound that Veronica brings to the table, the voice, because she does talk with a lot of people. So as long as Hamza's good with her, he knows that she's never going to talk smack about him. And that's good enough for Hamza. I think he's completely fine with that being the extent of his relationship with Veronica moving forward.
Yes. And really, the main reason Hamza should be putting both Derek and Kayla on the block is that Godfrey himself has tweeted out a bounty on the showman's. Godfrey tweeted that he will personally write a $1,000 check to whoever, to whichever house guest evicts the showmans and sends them home pre-jury. So he wants to end this lover's paradise. If Godfrey is giving you incentive, then you have to go along with it.
Yeah, it's money. I mean, Hamza's the guy preseason who said he'll do anything for money. He'll like put the house on slop for money. He'll ruin everything in the house for money. So if Hamza knew about that bounty, he'd jump on it. At the same time, I really love how we keep talking, or like they keep talking about this lover's paradise, this kumbaya, this summer camp. Everyone's trying to, it's like, it's one showmance. There's one showmance in the entire house. It's not like there's three pairs of them, four pairs of them. Like, I know Jesse and Paris are somewhat of a connection, but there's really one showmance. They're just making this be the be all end all. And I don't quite agree with it. Again, it goes back to Hamza wants a big move. Right now in the house, what's bigger than this big target that is a pair that's strong and together?
Yes. Hopefully I will be talking with Godfrey soon on a recap podcast. So if the showmans does not get evicted this week, he'll probably be fired up about it. So that'll be fun. We also had Ryan then going to the white room and informing everyone the plan is Olivia, and they're happy about that. But then he talks about, and here's the other part. We're going to keep Allie safe, and that's great for us because we can reel her in. And if we keep her safe, she's already after Derek and Kayla. They're already after her. That's great. It's going to be awesome. And he's not wrong, but the way that he tells it to them is not appreciated. And Paris in particular is like, wait a minute. If Allie's not going on the block, who's going on the block next to Olivia? I don't like the sound of this at all. And I'm reading as we're talking, she's already complaining this morning about like, Ryan is trying to run the show. Why is he trying to protect Allie? This is no good. I don't like this. Paris is definitely going to be trying to protect Kayla and get Allie up on the block. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to work, though. I think Hamza is immune to Paris. I think Hamza is immune to anyone. If anything, and somebody asked this in the chat somewhere, I feel like if they push too hard to try to prevent Kayla from going up on the block, it may shift Hamza into targeting both Kayla and Derek even more.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're already lucky that one of their targets is one of Hamza's targets. I think that's a blessing in disguise for them. Hamza is the type to battle. Like, if you push him, he'll just do it more than you want him not to do it. And I just, Hamza needs to sit down with Ryan. Like, Ryan needs to stop talking. The more Ryan talks, the more he's blowing his own game up and blowing other people's games up. We were talking about yesterday about how he's not a target to be seen anywhere. And that's all well and good, but you were just HOH, like, simmer down, don't talk, don't act like you have information, go to sleep. There's nothing wrong with going to sleep, you know, go to sleep, maybe work on your cardio a little bit because you need it, but just do you and you'll be fine. However, that is not how Ryan plays. Ryan needs to be the mentor. He needs to be the I talk game guy. I've got him intel. And the way he delivers it is sketchy. Then you talk about how yesterday we're talking about how a lot of the rumors going around where Ali and Ryan have a thing going now, and Ali was paranoid about that. So it doesn't do him any favors. It now, like, I think he almost wants to make it sound like he had a hand in this because he loves taking credit. That's kind of like, the more he adds to his resume, the better he feels about his gameplay.
He just can't help himself. Yeah, like, any angle, he just needs to just insert himself in there. And he's always going to be making it worse. It's never going to be a good thing. Nikki on Facebook says, yeah, if Olivia and Kayla are at the end of the week are on the block, they should have the votes to keep Kayla. She should just let this happen. Yes, that is what we were saying. That is absolutely what they should be doing. What Paris should be doing. I think, you know, the problem is the Paris wants to be seen as protecting them, but man, just like, if I am Paris, this is a great situation for me because Kayla's going to go up on the block. She's going to be vulnerable. And you are going to be the one saying, Kayla, don't worry. We have got you. I am going to make sure that you stay in this house no matter what. And like, this is great stuff for you. And then now Kayla's going to be mad at Hamza. She has a new enemy to focus on after Olivia's eliminated. Obviously, Allie is still a target. It keeps your allies focused on other people, not worried about you and the shady stuff you're doing. Meanwhile, you get to save them from the vote. It lessens their power, increases yours. This is all good stuff. This is stuff that Paris should be very happy about. But she's a little too focused on no, it has to go exactly the way I want it, which is Allie and Olivia.
Yeah, and I have that's a big issue for me as well, because she's trying really hard to keep the specific number of people she wants, and they can't go. That's her MO, is they cannot leave. Whereas if I'm thinking about, if I put myself in her shoes, if I'm in this alliance, one of my people go up, I had nothing to do with it, I'm not worried right off the bat just because of that. I will reassure them, you know, be there for them. That's always good. You know, show support, relationship, bond becomes stronger. On the off chance that she has to go, now I know, I'm like, okay, well, all this does is fire Derek up. Derek's with us. We still have a lot of game to play. There's still 14 people here. Like, it's not like final seven where they remove her and it's done. Like, you don't have numbers and now you're on the outs 4-2. Like, there's still so much gameplay left to go. Don't try and do this. Don't get on people's radars just to have things go specifically how you want them to go. In week three, hit the brakes.
Yes, Caleb on Facebook asks, will Hamza wrap the nominations? Puya, what do you think?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I was thinking, like, okay, Hamza won, Marin's not going on the block, so we're definitely guaranteed no beatboxing, no rap, but I didn't think of that. No, he can't. I mean, he might. I can't say
we broke Puya.
Yeah, no, I don't like this. This is their thing this season. Oh my God, I watched the episode last night after work, and I was hoping it was at least good. It wasn't. It's bad. The beatboxing's not that good. I don't know why Marin became mayor of beatboxing too. Like, it's just all over the place, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna wrap the noms. Damn. He might wrap the noms, guys.
Better Priya is shook.
Yeah, what rhymes with Olivia and what rhymes with Kayla? Let's go. Let's go.
Shara asks on the Rob is a website chat. Let's say Derek and Kayla are on the block at the end of the week. Where do we think the votes go? I think that like Ryan talked about Kayla being a bigger threat. I think a lot of people see Kayla as the bigger threat. She's this big social threat. That said, I have to think that Paris is closer to Kayla than she is to Derek. So Paris might try to put in work to make Derek go over Kayla. And we know Paris has a lot of influence. So that could actually be the most interesting matchup. If we are rooting for an exciting week, I think having Olivia and then Kayla up on the block, if Olivia wins that veto and Derek goes up in her place, this is going to be a crazy week from start to end.
Yeah, no, it'll be absolutely insane. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. My other thing, too, is if Kayla wins the veto, will Hamza put Derek up on the block? That's my question, because I don't know if he necessarily would at that point. I do think that Paris would probably vouch to get Derek out, because another aspect of it for me is she knows how close Derek and Jesse are. You take Derek out, Jesse's even closer to me now than anybody else. So that's another benefit in her pocket for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all we've got for you today, unless you've got anything else, Puya.
No, I was going to make a rap joke at some point, but now that's out the window. So I'm good. I'm all good, Darren. Let's get out of here.
Oh man, Puya is going to be having nightmares until the nomination ceremony.
I'll have nightmares until probably the end of the game if this shenanigans keeps going with the rapping, man.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. You can make sure to subscribe to this podcast. You can get it every single morning on your iTunes feed or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the Big Brother, dedicated Big Brother feed on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. You can find us on robiswebsite.com. You can join us in the chat every morning or on Facebook on the Rob is a podcast Facebook page. Have lots and lots of fun there. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Armstrong Taren. Puya is at Puyaism. And thanks for joining us, guys. We will see you tomorrow morning.
Be on a Saturdays.
Every morning, Taren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will.